أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، تو نے اپنے گھر بلایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، اپنا دیوانہ بنایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، گرد کعبے کے پھرایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، گرد کعبے کے پھرایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، مدتوں کی پیاس کو سے راب تو نے کر دیا، مدتوں کی پیاس کو سے راب تو نے کر دیا، جام زمزم کا پلایا، جام زمزم کا پلایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، ڈال دی ٹھنڈک میرے سینے میں تو نے ساقیا، ڈال دی ٹھنڈک میرے سینے میں تو نے ساقیا، اپنے سینے سے لگایا، اپنے سینے سے لگایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، با گیا میری زبان کو ذکر اللہ کا، با گیا میری زبان کو ذکر اللہ لك یہ سبق کس نے پڑھایا یہ سبق کس نے پڑھایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا شکر ہے تیرا خدایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا خاص اپنے در کا رکھا تو نے اے مولا مجھے خاص اپنے در کا رکھا تو نے اے مولا مجھے یوں نہیں در در پھرایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا یوں نہیں در در پھرایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا شکر ہے تیرا خدایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا میری کوتاہی کہ تیری یاد سے غافل رہا میری کوتاہی کہ تیری یاد سے غافل رہا پر نہیں تو نے بھلایا پر نہیں تو نے بھلایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا شکر ہے تیرا خدایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا بارگاہ سید کونین میں آ کر نفیس بارگاہ سید کونین میں آ کر نفیس سوچتا ہوں کیسے آیا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا سوچتا ہوں کیسے آیا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا شکر ہے تیرا خدایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا تو نے اپنے گھر بلایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا شکر ہے تیرا خدایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: الدنيا حلوة خضيرة، إن الدنيا حلوة خضيرة، وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فناظر كيف تعملون، ألا فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى through his infinite mercy and grace has granted this sinful, humble, insignificant servant the opportunity today, at the time of Tahajjud, at 5 minutes past 3 in the morning, to say to you all, I greet you with the greeting of Islam from Medina Munawwara, the city of our most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant acceptance in his court to this gathering that is taking place in Masjid An-Nur, Leicester today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of our forgiveness and the forgiveness for all those associated to us, the forgiveness of the whole Ummah. And may this program become a means of hidayah, complete hidayah, coming into our lives, into the lives of all those who are associated to us and the whole Ummah. I would very briefly like to go through a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the great muhaddis Hafid ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullahu ta'ala has compiled a small book on hadith, which is called Al-Munabbihat. And in this compilation, he mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, once Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came to me and he said, Ya Muhammad, جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام سأل أو محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إيش ما شئت فإنك ميت. According to this hadith, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and he conveyed three very beautiful advices. If we were to ponder over these three beautiful advices, then inshallah we will see a complete change in our lives. The first advice is, Ishma shi'ta fa innaka mayyitun. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, live for as long as you desire. Live for as long as you desire. But remember one thing, that ultimately you are going to die. So this is the first message that we all need to embed in our hearts and minds, that whether we live to see the 20th birthday or the 30th birthday or the 60th birthday or 90th birthday or 100th birthday or over, the ultimate destination is the hereafter. We will not live in this world forever. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul will taste the taste of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in the glorious Quran in three different places. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Whoever comes into this world, he comes only to leave this world. After a few moments, after a few days, after a few weeks, after a few years, after many years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. We have not decreed for any human to remain in this world forever and ever. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. One day you will become mayyit. You will become a dead body. You will die one day. And they, those who are opposing you, those who are rejecting you, they will also die one day. And everybody will have to return to me. So this is the first thing we need to embed in our hearts and minds, my brothers, my elders, my friends, my mothers, my sisters, my daughters, that for as long as we are able to live in this world, the ultimate destination is the hereafter. We will not live in this world forever and ever. Ishma shita, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, live in this world for as long as you desire. That means if you are given the choice to live in this world for as long as you desired, then you would not be able to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I would like to live in this world for eternity. That choice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give. You may live for as long as you want, but a time will come when you will have to depart. You will have to leave this world. You will have to go into the hereafter. You will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will have to answer for everything that you have said in this world or everything you have done in this world. The second advice, وَأَحْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love whomsoever you wish. Love whomsoever you wish. But remember one thing, that one day you will have to depart from that person. So love whomsoever you desire, or love whatsoever you desire. Love what you desire, love who you desire, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person decides to leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one side and love his wife or love his children to the extent that he gives priority to his wife over the commands of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gives priority to his children over the commands of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or he loves his desires and he gives priority to his desires over the commands of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or he loves wealth and in order to accumulate wealth, he gives preference to accumulating wealth over the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love whomsoever you desire, but remember one thing, a time is going to come when you will have to separate from that person, separate from that item, separate from that thing, and you will have to meet the Creator. You will have to meet the Creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another place, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. That the person who hopes to and the person who desires to meet with his Creator in such a way that the Creator is happy, in such a way that the Creator is pleased, in such a way that the Creator will grant him Jannah and save him from the fire of Jahannam. If anybody desires that, what does he have to do? فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. He will have to do good deeds. He will have to carry out deeds in accordance with the sunan of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in accordance with the method shown by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that too with complete sincerity. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. He should not carry out any amal with riya, with show. It should be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the second advice that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, وَأَحْبِمْ مَنْ شَيْتَ, love whomsoever you desire. Attach your heart to whomsoever you desire. It's up to you. But remember one thing, that the person whom you attach your heart to, you will not remain with that person forever and ever. The item that you attach your heart to, you will not remain with that item forever and ever. Either you will depart first, leaving the item or the person behind you, or the person or the item will leave you, will desert you and leave you behind. In this second point, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that all the relationships and all the connections besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are feeble. They are weak. The only connection and the only relationship and the only bond that will be of help in this world, at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, is the relationship, is the connection, and is the bond of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instead of concentrating on making friendships or loving the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, concentrate on making friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, and creating a bond of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator himself. And in the light of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you may love whomsoever you desire and you will be rewarded for it. A person loves his wife, a person loves his children, a person loves his relatives, a person loves his brothers and sisters, a person loves his children, a person loves his Muslim brothers, his Muslim sisters, as a result of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this love, loving the creation for the, as a result of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will come in handy in this world, at the time of death, on the day of Qiyamah, in all places inshallah, we will be rewarded. So this is the second message. First message is, live in this world for as long as you desire, but remember that one day you will have to depart and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love in this world whomsoever you desire. This is leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aside. Love whomsoever you desire, but remember one thing, that you will depart from that person and you will have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if your love is somewhere else and not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in the hereafter you will have no friendship. You will have nobody to look after you, nobody to support you. And the third advice that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam conveyed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, وَعَمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. Do whatever you desire. It's up to you. Do whatever you desire. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in this world, do whatever you desire. It's up to you. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. If you desire, accept Iman. If you desire, then disbelieve. It's up to you. But whatever you do in this world, remember one thing. Before doing anything, before deciding on doing anything, remember one thing, فَإِنَّكَ مَجْزِيٌ بِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you retribute for whatever you do. If you do anything good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah, Allah will grant you His pleasure, Allah will grant you the pleasures of Jannah. And if you do anything wrong, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become unhappy with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw you in the fire of Jahannam. So whatever we do in this world, whatever we say in this world, how insignificant it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reckon us for it on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Any person who carries out an atom of good, he will see that atom of good on the day of Qiyamah in his book of deeds, in the scales. And that person who carries out an atom of evil, atom of shar, atom of bad, he will see that evil, he will see that shar, he will see that bad on the day of Qiyamah in his book of deeds, in the scales. So each and every action that we carry out in this world, each and every word we say in this world, we will be retributed for it in the hereafter. In the form of Jannah, if it is a good amal, or in the form of Jahannam, if it is a bad amal. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in two couplets, لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إِلَّا الَّتِي كَانَتْ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ يَبْنِيهَا فَإِنْ بَنَاهَا بِخَيْرٍ طَابَ مَسْكَنُهُ وَإِنْ بَنَاهَا بِشَرٍ خَابَ بَانِيهَا. He says, there is no house in the hereafter for a person except for that house which he constructs whilst he is in this world. So we have to construct our home, our abode, our Jannah whilst we are in this world. If we carry out good deeds, we are constructing our Jannah. And if we carry out evil deeds, we are preparing a home in the fire of Jahannam. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi says, لَا دَارَ لِلْمَرْءِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ يَسْكُنُهَا. A person does not have a home in the hereafter in which he will be able to reside. إِلَّا الَّذِي كَانَتْ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ يَبْنِيهَا. Except for that house which he constructs whilst he is in this world. فَإِنْ بَنَاهَا بِخَيْرٍ طَابَ مَسْكَنُهُ. If he constructs that house in the hereafter with khair, with goodness, then his abode will become very good. And وَإِنْ بَنَاهَا بِشَرٍ خَابَ بَانِيهَا. If he constructs that house with shar, with evil deeds, then he will become a loser in the hereafter. So my friends, let us keep these three points in mind. The year 2017 has gone, and the year 2018 has begun. In order to understand the value of the year 2018, look back at the year 2017. How it started last year on the 1st of January, and how quickly it has ended on the 31st of December. So this year 2018 that looks so long, the year 2018 that looks so long, it is not so long. In order to understand year 2018, look at year 2017. Soon we will find ourselves sitting in the same gathering, and we will be saying year 2018 has gone and year 2019 has begun. Like this, slowly, slowly, breath by breath, our life is melting like ice. Ho rahi hai umr, misle barf kam, chupke chupke, rafta rafta, dam badam. Our life is melting like ice. Chupke chupke, quietly, quietly. Rafta rafta, slowly, slowly, dam badam, breath by breath. Our life will end. Today year 2017 has ended. Last year 2016 ended. The year before that 2015 ended. Friends, a time will come when our life will end. When our life will end. Umar radiallahu anhu says that we daily hear announcements that such and such a person has passed away. So and so has passed away. This person has passed away. That person has passed away. Ahmed has passed away. Ibrahim has passed away. He says, a day will come when people will say, Mata Umar. Umar has passed away. So today we are saying, Thursday has gone. This week has gone. This month has gone. This year has gone. This person has gone. Friends, a time is going to come when people will say, this person has gone. Salim has gone. Ahmed has gone. Suleiman has gone, Mahmood has gone, Yasin has gone. People will say this. Before that time come, let us embed these messages in our hearts that a time is going to come when we will have to depart, and whomsoever, whatsoever we love, all these things will separate from us. And we will leave this world with only our amal. We will live this world with only our amal. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, fakat saath tere kafan jayega. Your wealth will not go with you. Your money will not go with you. Your mansion will not go with you. The only thing that will go with you from this materialistic world is your kafan, is your shroud. Other than that, your amal will go with you. Good deeds or evil deeds. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. And if this is what is going to happen, that nothing is going to come with us, only our amal is going to come, and one day we will have to depart, then kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Do whatever you need to do for the hereafter, for the salvation of the hereafter, for the pleasure of the hereafter, for the pleasure in the eternal life. Because we will be retributed for everything that we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Each person has to taste the taste of death. Wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah. And you will be given your retribution in full in the hereafter. Faman zuhziha anin nar. On the day of qiyamah, when reckoning will take place, the person who is saved from the fire of jahannam, wa udkhil al-jannah, and who is granted entry into jannah, faqad faz. That person has become successful. This worldly life is nothing but a commodity of deceit. This worldly life is nothing. It's just deceiving us. This worldly life is nothing but deceiving us. This is mine, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. And as soon as the soul departs, nothing is ours, my friends. The only thing that is ours is our good amal. The only thing that is ours is our bad amal. Our good amal will remain with us forever and ever. Our bad amal will remain with us forever and ever. So friends, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, from today, we will sit in the company of the ulama and acquire authentic, reliable knowledge from them. We will sit in the company of God-fearing, reliable ulama, and we will acquire knowledge from them, ilm from them. We will learn from them the do's and the don'ts. And thereafter we will make sure that as far as faraid and wajibat are concerned, no compromise. I will carry out all the faraid, I will carry out all the wajibat. As far as haram and makruhat tahrimi are concerned, no compromise. I will always stay away from haram and I will always stay away from makruhat tahrimi. Thereafter I will try my utmost to carry out the sunan as well. I will try my utmost to carry out mustahabbat. I will try my utmost to carry out even the nawafil. And I will try my utmost to stay away from even the makruhati tanzihiyya. In Arabic we say, man talaba shay'an. One who seeks something. One who desires something. And thereafter, wajadda. One who seeks something, one who desires something, one who looks for something, one who goes out in search for something, and he strives to acquire that thing that he desires. Wajada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make him a loser. Allah will grant it to him. If we make a firm resolution today, my friends, on this night of 1st of January, that year 2017 is gone, past is past now. Now I'm looking at the future. And the future is going to be nothing but deen. The future is going to be nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The future is going to be nothing but my love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sunnahs. The future is going to be akhirat, akhirat, akhirat. Because that is my ultimate success. And thereafter, if we strive, sit in the company of the ulama, ulama, God-fearing ulama, reliable ulama, authentic ulama, acquire authentic, reliable knowledge, sit in the company of the mashayikh, so that our hearts are purified, our souls are purified, and as a result, it becomes easy for us to practice what we learn from the ulama. And then, practice, practice, practice. So from today, let us learn, let us practice, and whatever we learn, whatever we practice, let us pass it on to others, as far and wide as possible. These are some advices from Madina Munawwara, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired me to convey. I am so happy to be with you at this present moment in this blessed gathering, where in the middle of the night my brothers and my sisters are trying to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this program. And I am so happy that this gathering is with me in Madina Munawwara also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love for the Haramain Sharifain, for Makkah Mukarrama, for Madina Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to visit Haramain Sharifain and also Masjid-e-Aqsa over and over again with lot of reverence, with lot of love, with full etiquettes, with adab. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to utilize every moment of our stay in the Haramain Sharifain and every moment of our stay in this world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us death in the holy cities of Makkah Mukarrama or Madina Munawwara or anywhere in the world, but with his pleasure, with wilayah, with the highest form of wilayah, which is Maqam Siddiqiyyat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his beautiful deen. Inshallah, I will convey the salams of the whole gathering and everybody who is listening to me at this precise moment tomorrow when I present myself to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I am very happy to be with all of you. Accept my greetings from Madina Munawwara again. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.